We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Five o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Although I'm not certain you could get much happier than in the last, like, 40 minutes of the 4 o'clock hour.
I think Ryan from Funky Buddha, he sent me a screenshot of the new list, the beer list at Funky Buddha, and Creek Jumper double IPAs on there.
Oh, this is so great, because I can't wait to revisit that when that beer is really out and available. We have to revisit that entire situation. Somebody had texted in earlier in the show that Funky Buddha should have a beer called Channing Juice. Because you call any liquid juice, Channing Juice. I'm going to get a sip of that Channing Juice.
Bro, and if Funky Buddha made it, it's going to be damn delicious.
Funky Buddha happy hour, running a little bit late here. I hope our boss Len doesn't come running in with that castigating finger and the look on his face, but we just got wrapped up in fun and revelry in the last segment, and things went a little bit overtime, so it is what it is. But we are 5:06, so what's the game tonight? 9 o'clock?
9 o'clock.
So 4 hours away from a game 6. I am rooting. I think I'm rooting for a game 7, and maybe that's clouding my opinion on what's going to happen in tonight's game, but I really would like a game 7. And then we had Rob Pizzola, professional sports gambler, on earlier. I didn't even realize the CFL season kicks off tonight, so our gambling days are good, man. We still got action, Jack.
I want to say we're not going to do CFL, but I know we are.
You know we're going to do CFL. Yes. We bet CFL every year.
You had a Grey Cup party.
I did. 2 seasons ago, Grey Cup watch party. This season, if I remember correctly, the Grey Cup fell on another very important sports event, and so we didn't get to watch it. Hope they don't make that mistake again this year.
CFL.
So, anyway, the game tonight, last I looked, let me look right now, 2.5 still, 2.5, Golden State Warriors, -2.5. It's 3 now. Golden State Warriors -3. So that means the action right now is on Golden State.
It's just the home court thing.
Well, it does mean a lot in the NBA.
But not in this series.
I know it didn't. Yeah, you're right.
That's why it's eating me up. Yeah. But the home court thing and the last game at Oracle. This is the last basketball game ever to be played at Oracle.
Yep.
And win one for Durant. Let's do it for Kevin. All of that. But Toronto's a better basketball team.
Well, I mean, but you can't diminish what Golden State is either. Golden State's a very good basketball team.
Yes, but Toronto's better without KD. Toronto's a better team.
Golden State was a huge favorite coming into the series. Remember, there was not much talk about Toronto being able to beat Golden State.
Yeah, people betting on a sweep.
Yeah, yeah.
Golden State side
yes.
sweep.
So I don't know what transpired. Do we just not believe in Toronto until we started to see them actually match up against Golden State?
Yeah. And you didn't believe in those guys. I know I didn't. I didn't like Kyle Lowry from the beginning.
Right.
I didn't think Pascal Siakam was going to play like he did. Who thought Danny Green would Danny Green have like a 6 3-point game or something like
Fred
that?
Fred Van Vliet.
You know what? I think he's the first name I should have brought up.
Fred Van Vliet.
He is a gigantic surprise.
That guy has been a huge surprise. And so now it's -3. I'm still leaning towards Golden State, although Will Manso, who's coming up in about 10 minutes, could talk me out of it potentially. I'm like kind of in the air about this one. I did like Rob Pizzola, again, the professional sports gambler, was on with us earlier, and he said Danny Green over 7.5 points. Problem is, the site that I'm checking that we gamble with, they don't even have a Danny Green prop available, but I do like that.
We got to find one.
That makes sense to me. Danny Green over 7.5 points. Kawhi's 31.5. Siakam is 18.5.
What about game totals? Because we were talking when Rob was talking about the pace of the game.
Let's see here.
For Golden State to win it, they pick the pace up, they run. Now you start talking about those
over-under 120s. Over-under on tonight's game is 211.5 By the way, if you weren't listening earlier in the show, we ended up betting the Stanley Cup final last night, Game 7, but we bet the under. We bet under 5 goals. There ended up being 5 goals exactly, so we pushed. Lee Sterling, who's another professional sports gambler, was on with us yesterday, and the bet that he gave us was under 5.5 goals, and that happened to be a winner if you'd gotten it in at 5.5. 211.5 tonight.
I might take that over. Last game was 211, and they slowed down the whole fourth quarter.
Largest in-game lead, 15.5.
We've hit some of those.
I know. I kind of like the over on that one.
15.5?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be so close. You're thinking it's going to be a butt whooping.
I do. Yeah, I don't see this being a close game. I feel like Golden State took hand back in this series. I just feel like something happened in Game 5, you know, and even before Durant went down, because I don't think it was the emotional lift of that. Something in Game 5, I mean, obviously Kevin Durant being back in that first quarter was like, that was probably a little demoralizing for Toronto, right? Comes out there, dudes firing off three-pointers and knocking them down.
Yeah. But the end of the game, too. Where if Nick Nurse calls a timeout before the last possession or it doesn't stop Kawhi's run at 10, that 10-0 run Kawhi was on,
they probably win.
The game would have been different. It's just the game's going to be close.
I think I like that over 15.5 largest lead.
That's away from the – that's the opposite of the game being close.
I know. You and I are seeing this game differently.
Really?
We are seeing this game differently.
You think Golden State, the momentum, everything swung back to Golden State?
I think momentum swung back to them, but I also think that, you know, and I'm just wrapped up in this. This has nothing to do with basketball analysis. I'm wrapped up in I don't see Golden State losing 3 out of 3 games at home at Oracle, especially the final game ever at Oracle. I just don't see it. I don't see how that's possible. This is not a patsy. I mean, in Toronto, it's not the best basketball team that we've ever seen. I'm having a tough time making the jump of Golden State's going to lose 3 out of 3 games at home in their 5th NBA championship. I can't get there.
But then it's what I talk about with football a lot, too, where at some point it becomes possession to possession.
Right.
Where Steph's not bringing the ball up thinking about this the last game at
right.
Oracle.
Right, no, I get you.
We lost 2 in a row. This is the third game we have to win.
I'm painting it with more of an emotional brush than it is.
Yes. So now if you say that, let's pull back the emotion. This is money. Money. The money and emotion.
Has no emotion.
You have to put them in 2 separate bins.
I like Golden State tonight. It's where I'm at. Are you have a side on this one, Solano?
I don't. I want to be with you, Hawk, where I'm saying 3 losses in a row home.
Yeah,
it's impossible. Impossible.
If I told you when the playoffs started, if I said to you, Golden State's going to make the NBA Finals, they're going to lose every home game during that series.
Lie.
Yeah, I mean, like, you can't get there.
Because they got to the Finals, now they're playing out of control.
I mean,
I don't know. Got to take that motion and money and separate.
We'll find out in less than 4 hours, and I can't wait. What time does the CFL game start?
I think 7.
Is that
7.
My appetizer?
Yes.
Oh, Jack. We got action, Jack.
Let's bet on that one.
Will Manso is going to join us in the next segment. He is the sports anchor and sports director at Local 10. He's a good basketball knowledge guy. So we can talk with Will Manso, ask him his opinion on tonight's basketball game. We'll do that right when we come back.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Will Manso is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Will Manso is the sports director at Local 10. On your Heat broadcasts on Fox Sports Sun. And he's a friend of ours. Hello, Will.
What's up, guys? Good
you know, just looking up at one of the monitors here, and it's a McDonald's commercial, and I know that's not where they have it. Didn't I read on Twitter a couple weeks ago that you had one of those Impossible Whoppers?
I mean, not only have I had it, I've had it like I think two times since then. Because I don't know if you guys know this, if we've talked about it before, but my guilty little pleasure is, you know, like once a week or once every 10 days or so, there's a McDonald's right as I'm driving home. And I'll just say, you know, screw it. I'm having a Whopper combo. And that's like my, you know, $6 guilty pleasure.
Well, you're not getting a Whopper combo, though, at McDonald's. They don't have Whoppers at McDonald's.
Man, so Will can get whatever he wants.
I meant at Burger King. Sorry. You got to be honest.
Excuse me, sir. This is a Wendy's.
I'm not a big fast food person. But so I go and I get it. And then my daughter's like, oh, Daddy, you know, she's getting into this whole vegetarian thing. I said, look, I'm not giving up meat. She's like, well, at least when you do that, try the Impossible Burger. It's supposed to be good. So I tried it. All skeptical, and it was actually really good.
That's what everybody's saying. Everybody's saying you cannot tell the difference between a regular Whopper and an Impossible Whopper.
I know, that's I know a cow's ass versus a vegetarian patty.
I bet you do, but we're talking about eating a burger here, Channing.
By the way, that's a lie. You can absolutely tell the difference. There's a slight, but it's so slight that it's not a difference. Like if you've ever just had like a veggie burger, so you could always tell the texture or the quality, you know, the taste. It really does taste like a Whopper in the sense of. Of, you know, that same kind of whatever that taste is that you like at a fast food place, you know, that what grease, I guess is what you would call it, whatever that is. But I mean, in Impossible Burger, actually, the texture isn't that far off where it bugs you as you eat it. It's kind of like, okay, this is a burger. You're kind of your
brain. So that's what you're ordering on the regular now? Like, you don't
I had one last night on the way home. I was like, you know, I didn't stop by Publix. I didn't get any groceries. I said, I'm picking up an Impossible Burger, and I had it last night for dinner.
Wow. Okay. I was curious.
Choosing Impossible Burger over
Whopper.
I'm
telling you, people are raving about this, and I don't. You've tried one, Solana?
I haven't tried one, Will, but I do want to ask you: are you doing it because you think it's a healthier option, or you just genuinely like the Impossible Whopper?
No. I think, you know, there's something to be said. I'm a meat eater, so I don't want to get in arguments over people who don't believe in eating meat. I think meat's fine, especially when you do it, you know, it doesn't have to be every day, a limited amount of time. But I do understand that there are negatives to eating meat. So my daughter tells me all this stuff, and to appease her and say, look, okay, honey, I'll do this for you. I will do it when I get, like I said, now if I'm going to Morton's or Capital Grill, I'm having a steak, you know, I'm having a filet mignon, I'm going to have a meal. But if I'm going to have a $6 quick thing where I'm just trying to get a quick fix for the feel of a burger, I don't mind getting that. So I don't know if that answers your question. It's not really health reasons, because from what I understand, they're really not that healthy. I mean, they're not necessarily like, they have a lot of fat, and they have a lot of saturated fat. But,
and I think they're more expensive, too.
I don't know. I don't even know what. I think the combo was like $7 or something. I'm not even sure. But it's fine. But trust me, I'm not trying to sell you on. I'm not saying give up burgers, that's for sure.
Can you order? I don't even know. I mean, I would guess you can, because what are they going to tell you? They can't buy something. But could you order an Impossible Whopper with cheese and bacon?
Oh, yeah, you could get it with everything.
Because that seems counterintuitive. If you're going to have no meat in the patty, but then you're going to get the bacon, what's the point?
I agree, but you could technically, I think, ask for whatever you want on it.
Right.
I
mean, as long as you pay.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about a double with a normal patty and an Impossible patty?
Right. Yeah.
Now that's what I'm making next time.
Let's do that. I want a double Whopper with cheese. One patty Impossible, one patty regular. That's funny because that would make them scratch their heads, but they're going to fill the order, right?
One thing it wasn't was a hot burger, and that's disappointing.
Oh, like the best. I mean, Will Manso ate a Hochman burger live on Channel 10 one night for me.
Really?
Yeah. That was a...
I love Funyuns. I'm a sucker for Funyuns.
Yeah, who doesn't like Funyuns?
Worst chip ever.
What?
A Funyun?
Oh, delicious.
Sorry.
Got the texture and beauty of an onion while the crunch of a Frito. I don't know.
Are they out of business?
Funyuns? No.
Funyuns are.
No, you can get Flamin' Hot Funyuns now, too.
Oh,
they had a brand extension. Funyuns are the best, man. I love Funyuns. What are you? Obviously, I love Funyuns. I put them on my burger. What are you expecting from Game 6 tonight, Will? I'm leaning towards a Golden State blowout.
Oh no, I'm the opposite. I'm leaning toward the game we saw the other night. I think this is going to be a nail biter down to the end. You know, if one particular star player in this game takes over, that team wins it. I mean, I know it's kind of cliche, but I think this is going to be a close game. I think the Warriors at home, but just with all the emotion and the whole KD stuff, obviously, if KD was there, I mean, I'd say that this could be a blowout, or, you know, especially the way he looked those first 12 minutes he was able to play. But without him, the Warriors are still a good team. You heard Clay Thompson say it the other day, you lose the best player in the world, maybe, one of them, certainly, one of the greatest of all time, you're not going to be the same. But they're still damn good, especially at home. But I just think the Raptors guys, I mean, look, Kawhi's already been playing great. He's the MVP of the series right now. But Pascal Siakam has not been good the last couple games. Their role players have been a little off the last couple games. I think they kind of get back to that play that they had early in the series, where they're so deep, the Raptors are. They have so many quality guys on and off the bench coming in and out of the game. And then Kawhi playing the way he does. I just think that they're going to get the Warriors' best punch, and I think this is going to go down to a 1-2-point game in the final seconds.
And, Will, I want a bunch of money betting on the Raptors, so I can't argue with you, but I've had some pushback against this. Roster for roster, the Toronto Raptors roster is better than the Golden State Warriors overall.
I agree. Oh, yeah, I agree. I do. And I think with a healthy KD, now we're having a different conversation maybe because, I mean, look, KD's KD. I think people do sometimes forget because he could be a little negative at times with his attitude, at least the way he portrays himself in the media. But the player and the teammate, he's phenomenal. I mean, he's one of the, like I said, maybe the best player. I think the best scorer in the game, that's for sure, in my mind. So, but I think the Raptors roster is so underrated because now people are learning who Siakam is and Van Vliet and these guys that you see, like, who the heck are these guys? On top of Kawhi being, you know, at least, if not the best player in the game, up in that conversation with two or three. So I agree with you, Channing. I think they have, and losing KD makes it that much better, I think, for Toronto to close out the series.
Who do you think would be the MVP? Let's say Toronto wins tonight. It obviously, I guess, would be Kawhi, but he really hasn't had a game where, I mean, he puts up 28, 29. You don't even realize that he's done it, but he hasn't had a game where you go, wow, look at what he just did. He actually started the other night, and then Nick Nurse timed him out of it. But, I guess Kawhi would be what? MVP if Toronto ends up winning the series, and right now, if it goes seven, Golden State wins, would have to be Steph?
I think so. I think at this point, this far into the series, and given that, you know, there was the talk before game five that if KD comes back and has three monster games and they win the series, that maybe KD could steal it even with only three games. But now that KD's out, I think it's down to Kawhi and Steph. And look, they're the volume shooters on these teams. They're the big scorers on this team. Steph had that 47-point game and a loss, but you know he's been phenomenal. And Kawhi has been – you kind of describe Kawhi all the time. He never really wows you. Now and then he does, but, I mean, more than anything, you just look at him and say, man, this guy plays great offense and defense. When it's all said and done, he's got 30 points and 8 rebounds and 6 assists, and he played great D on the opposing star player. And that's just who he is because he's so quiet in the way he does it. But yeah, I think those two guys at this point, one of those will win the MVP of the series.
And, Will, humans are selfish. So when KD goes down, the Toronto Raptor fans start cheering because they see that if he's not in the game, they have a better chance of hosting the Larry O'Brien Trophy. Mm-hmm. I fully understand it. How do you feel about that whole thing where the Toronto Raptors fans did cheer? Like it's audio. We all saw it. They did cheer when KD grabbed his ankle.
You know, I'm not that attached to sports where I would ever do that, but I do know this. In the spirit, we all go to enough, and it's what we do for a living. We go to enough games and cover enough games and see enough games from a point of view of being in the arena or the stadium, wherever it is. Fans are so emotional. They get caught up in the moment. That's why I can't look. What they did was awful, obviously, but I think they figured it out eventually. There's always going to be two or three idiots that are like, oh, I don't care. KD's out. We're going to win because of it. And they're going to cheer. But I think the majority of fans, it's no different than when we had to hear all the crap for years about the Ray Allen shot that we left the arena early in Miami. And we all know. That's why I remember even when after it happened, people would argue with me. I'm like, that happens everywhere. Every arena I go to.
There were Bruins fans last night in Boston, Game 7, streaming out of there with 5 minutes to go.
Yes. So the point is, when fans are emotional, and we see idiots getting in fights in arenas all the time. People get stupid inside games. They just do. And they do things that you sit there and you scratch your head. But I don't think it speaks for a whole fan base. I think most fans in Toronto that game realized, man, what are we doing? Like, he's really, really hurt. You know, the other players for Toronto implored the fans to stop and cheer, and they did. And I think that's just every town it could have happened, and I really do.
Will Manso is with us, sports director at Local 10. I was watching First Take this morning, and they were debating. They brought up the question, if Anthony Davis goes to Los Angeles, do they win a championship next season? And Stephen A. Smith made a very good argument that, yes, they win the NBA Finals next season if Anthony Davis goes to L.A. And his argument was essentially, hey, when LeBron went down, they were the 4 seed in the West. And now you put Anthony Davis, who may be the only person that can guard him in the league, is Joel Embiid. You put him on that team. That one guy with LeBron, doesn't matter who's around them, they win the championship next season. What do you think?
Well, I think the only part I don't agree with is the last part. It doesn't matter who they put around them. I think it absolutely matters. I think you've got to have certain guys that fit. And we saw that with the Heat when they had success, when they picked up the Ray Allens and Shane Battiers and things like that when they had their stars. But, yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, with KD out, unfortunately, the league changes this summer. I mean, KD's going to be out well in the next season. Even if he stays in Golden State or whatever he ends up doing, he's not going to be a factor throughout the season. And the West becomes a lot more open. We see what's happened in the East. We don't know what's going to happen with Kawhi. We know Giannis and the Bucks are a trending team. The Sixers, despite their struggles this year, again, are a team trending up. But you put Anthony Davis and LeBron healthy and being LeBron, which he was last year when he was healthy, he was still a monster. I think they absolutely have a chance to win it all. They get the right pieces around them. You're talking about two of the top five players in the league. Some would say, you know, two of the top four, whatever it is, you know, in the league, in the entire league together. Absolutely, they have a shot, you know, to win the championships.
And if the Toronto Raptors win it, Will, and Kawhi, we know Kawhi is a free agent after this, and Toronto took that chance on him. Does he leave? Like, can a player leave after that much team success?
That's a great question. I've been thinking about this one because I think this is like on all those, you know, you mentioned Stephen A. Smith and First Take and all these shows and on Twitter and just people in general are wondering, like, what does it mean for his legacy? And I mean, I don't know. I think if you go to a place and you fulfill what you were supposed to do and you play out your contract and you win a championship, I think he can leave happily with no regrets and nothing on his. He's going to be a free agent for a reason because he played out a deal and he got sent to where he got sent and he was the MVP of the league, quite possibly, or one of them, you know, and it's MVP of the playoffs, that's for sure. And all of a sudden wins a championship. I think even though people would be like, why would you leave? How can you leave that? Look, he's built to the future to figure out what he wanted to do for years now. He knew this contract was going to be up and he had that option. And if he decides he's going to go wherever it is he wants to play and it's not Toronto, I can't hold it against him, especially since he won a championship. Like, if I'm a Heat fan, right, I know I would be angry. If a guy came, got traded, they won a championship, he left. The passion in me we just talked about a few minutes ago, I'd be angry. But the bottom line, I'd say, like, man, that guy brought us a championship. That's badass. I'm not going to worry about the other stuff. You know, like, thank you for the year you gave us because you don't know when you get those types of years. Look, Toronto's been a successful team for a long time and has never had a championship. So, to me, I don't think it impacts his legacy. It will short-term because people will nitpick and criticize. But long-term, I don't think it will.
Be interesting, right, to see, like, would he be considered a hero by Raptors fans? Would he, you know, would people say, oh, we need his jersey hanging in the rafters one day? I mean, we've had the argument with Chris Bosh, with Shaquille O'Neal, like, you know, where the longevity isn't necessarily there. That dude will have been there if he left for one season.
Yeah, one season. He was there, what, 8 months? He lived in a hotel.
Yeah. Like that.
He didn't even own a house.
But if he came there... And it wasn't really even as a mercenary. It wasn't like he was going there for the money or whatever. It's where San Antonio ended up trading him.
Exactly.
If he went there, delivered a championship, packed his bags, and hit it, he'd be a hero, I think, to Raptors fans because he would have done his job.
Yeah, I agree. And look, and the thing about Kawhi, the whole thing that everybody, I don't know if it should be criticizes or just points out that he's kind of a quirky guy. He's a unique guy. We get it. He's a little different. And the way he treats the media, even the way he handles his teammates. But he was never the guy that got to Toronto and said, I don't want to be here. This is the last place I want to be, but I'll play on my contract. I'll deal with this later. He just, whatever, he did his work and he was great. And if they win a championship, I don't know. To me, he fulfilled his job. And if I was a Raptors fan, I would love him forever. I mean, I would hope he stays. And there's a chance he stays. You know, we've seen it in the NBA the last few years, players in situations that end up coming back and you didn't expect it. But I think Kawhi is focused on being somewhere else. I just think that's pretty clear given the last few years. And I don't think that place long-term is Toronto, but maybe a championship changes that, the way he was treated there.
I can say, I think we probably all agree, the NBA offseason, the free agency period, is just going to be wild.
The best. Already, look, the Durant injury, is as terrible as it is, it changes everything now, too, from a structure the next couple of years. Teams that didn't have hope maybe have hope.
Like the Heat. Like the Heat, Will.
You know, I haven't mentioned the Heat yet. I've stayed away from mentioning the Heat because I don't want to get people's hopes up. You know how much I love talking Heat. I've been asked so much about the 13th pick, and I'm not even trying to get in with people on the prospects there because I really think the Heat are looking to move that pick. I do.
Oh, really?
I do. I think that they're obviously doing their diligence scouting and looking at players. But to me, Pat Riley's always thinking big term, long term, big, you know, big picture. When we saw him after the season, and I talked to him after that, and then he had his news conference as well. The look in his eyes and the voice when he said his quotes about the season, he is not happy with the way things have panned out, and he knows that a lot of people point the finger at him. And He wants to prove to people he could change things. And I don't think getting the 13th pick in the draft and getting a solid prospect, and maybe that player turns out to be the next Bam Adebayo and a very good player. He knows he needs superstars, and I think part of the process of getting one is clearing some money. And if they could do that via this draft already this summer, I think they'll do it.
And, Will, you're talking about Bam, and then now they're talking about, I heard the name Bol Bol. Why do you go out and get a big-ass seven-footer? We just overpaid for a big-ass seven-footer. The game is changing, Will. Why is anybody talking about drafting Bol Bol?
It'd be fun to have Bol Bol on your team,
It's fun to say his name. It's not fun to watch him rumble around with those knock knees.
The bowls are very popular now, though. There's a Bolle. What else?
That's delicious.
Yeah, there's some other places. Bowls happen to be very popular right now. Now you get two bowls for the price of one.
I don't want Bol Bol.
You get Bol Bol. Go ahead, Will.
His knees touch when he runs.
So your point is they probably don't need any more big men, but I will say this, Bol Bol is a unique big man, and he can really shoot threes. Not a fad. He is in that mold of like a Kristaps Porzingis. When you see Porzingis out there, you're like, what are you doing, dude? You're 7'3". Why are you outside? And Porzingis is knocking down threes. Bol Bol kind of gets you in that way that when you watch the video, like, hey, man, go inside. Look how big you are. But he's also rail thin, which is, you know, obviously a problem, something they need to build on wherever he goes. He's intriguing, Channing. He is, but I don't. Again, I think he goes top 10 anyways. I just think his potential is just very intriguing that a team will fall in love with him. But to me, again, I don't see a player at 13 that the Heat could take, and that someday becomes the next superstar on their team. Obviously, a rookie is likely not going to be that right away, but even long term, I just don't think that that's what's going to happen. So I think big picture, Pat Riley's thinking, how can I get closer to that happening? And if it means not taking this pick and making a move, I'm going to do it.
Will, next to Flag Day, Pancake Day, and Spring Cleaning Day comes Father's Day. Will, Father's Day is garbage, correct?
You know, that's a good question. I'm not a big holiday type guy when it comes to those made-up holidays. Like, Father's Day is beautiful in the sense that you recognize, you know, the beauty of a father and the beauty of having kids and being a father. But I try to do that every day. Like, my dad's 81, and I call him every single day. And he'll call me sometimes and he'll tell me I look tired on TV. And he'll tell, you know, like, to me, it's, you know, I'm lucky to still have him. And with my kids every day, I try to treat them the same. So I'm going to say that it's a beautiful day to celebrate with your kids, but you kind of do that every day. You kind of try to do that every day to make it good.
I have to tell you, Will Manso could run for mayor of Miami. He would get every vote. He is very political in every answer. He gives you an actual opinion, but he gives you, you know, just like that. I mean, that was beautiful, Will. I didn't believe a word that you said there, but it was absolutely beautiful.
It sounded great.
Vote for me, please.
You've got my vote.
Well,
man,
you have to beat out Trick Daddy because he's the mayor.
That's the real mayor. So, what are you going to do? You have any Oppo research on Trick Daddy? Keep it to yourself. Don't make it public. All right. See you, Will.
Thanks, guys.
Will Manso from Local 10.
Oppo research.
Radio.com.
Give you $5 if you could tell me the rapper's name here in Technotronic. The group is Technotronic.
Spinderella.
Not a bad guess, sure. Salt and Pepper's DJ. Yakid K.
That's the woman?
Yeah.
This was all she had?
They had a lot of hits, Technotronic.
Man.
Bunch of people texting in about the Impossible Whopper that Will was talking about. And
have you had it?
I have not. I have no like desire to, because even if it's a meat substitute and it tastes exactly like meat, I just stick with the burgers. Like, I'm good with that.
And he said it's not that much healthier.
Right. Solano was telling me that there's like research now that's talking about that it might even be bad for you. Like, there's so much stuff in there. I watch CNBC a lot in the mornings, and who was it that just went public? Is it Impossible Brand, like Impossible Meats or whatever? But they're like, the ingredient list on this stuff, you know, it's not like an oak tree.
No.
It's like there's a whole bunch of stuff in there that's
bro, you're taking vegetables and making it taste like meat.
Right.
It's not an easy process.
Right. It's going to require some additives.
I'm telling you this, I'm going to keep eating stuff the way God made it. As it grow out the ground or if it came out as a out of mama, I'm going to eat it in that form, and I'm going to do that the rest of my life. If it came out of its mom or it grew out the ground, that's how I'm going to eat it.
Right, but the Impossible Burger is made of things that were grown out the ground.
And crap to make it taste like meat.
Right, but you think meat isn't, there isn't crap added to meat or crap added to what they're feeding the cows that you then end up eating?
You want to go into the non-GMO blah, blah, blah.
No.
I know this. Kill a cow. Cut its ass off, and it's a big-ass hunk of red meat, and I can put it on the grill.
there's something to be said for what he has just described there.
See what I'm saying? All that process.
I honestly just have no desire to try it because I'm not torn by, like the notion of eating meat isn't healthy. That doesn't bother me. First of all, I don't need a ton of meat as it is. And then, you know, the animal whatever, like,
right, but the environment,
we're kind of superior,
the environment is continually being worsened,
yeah,
by our red meat intake.
Yep. And those plants that you're talking
that,
about,
right?
Those plants you're speaking about, are they grown in a different environment than the cows are in?
That doesn't make any sense. Like, the factories built for red meat consumption, mm-hmm, or what would end up being red meat consumption is hurting the environment.
Oh, you're saying that the factories that produce meat and Rymanies.
He just made no sense. I don't know what this question is going to be.
We got action.
Jack went 3 hours and 48 minutes with no action. Jack did not see it coming, as I have not. I keep getting hit by a pick. I keep turning. And there, I never see the pick coming.
And as your teammate, I should call it out.
You should. The heavy bag is back. The heavy bag. I thought it was fireworks. It's a heavy bag. Go ahead. What do we got action on, Jack?
Sea turtles versus plastic straws. Who you got, Chan?
Yeah, you know where I stand on this. I'm not even allowing him to go first. I'm just jumping right in. You know where I stand on this.
Who you got, Hawk?
I am a...
Chan?
Very, very environmentally conscious. I went to the Entercom beach cleanup. As you know, it was a big day for me. But straws every day of the week. It's very convenient. Solana back there, look what he's drinking out of.
Hold on, let me take a quick sip of my.
He brings his metal straw every day.
Really?
Because he doesn't believe in plastic straws anymore. My wife doesn't use straws anymore.
Is that a thing?
Oh yeah, reusable straws.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm on the side of straws though. Here's the thing.
Metal straws.
No. I'm on the side of plastic straws. Here's the thing. Again, I'm liberal and I believe in the environment. But if you give me a choice, sea turtles or plastic straws, on this one I'm voting plastic straws.
You want to borrow my straw, Chan?
No.
Where is this music? Salon. Salon. That's cute. This segment doesn't work without the music. But we're not. Why is it starting over? We're in the middle of the. What's happening?
We got action.
No, we had action.
I'm taking turtles.
Jack. Channing Crowder versus Jonathan Huberto. Who you got, Hawk?
He doesn't even get to answer about the straws.
Who you got, Hawk?
I got turtles and Huberto.
Hooby dooby doo. Guy's a professional hockey player. Those guys,
Where's he from? Isn't he?
Jonathan Huberto. I bet somewhere French speaking Canada.
Let's see. They're gentle people over there, man.
Oh, you saw what happened when KD went down? They're vicious.
I don't know.
Doesn't that sound like fireworks? You sure that's a heavy bag?
It's the heavy bag I have in my living room.
All right.
Just put a mic under it.
You look like a guy that would hang up a punching bag.
He is from Quebec.
Want these hands?
Yeah, no. One thing people from Quebec can't do is drive.
Is that true?
You ever seen the people with the Quebec license plates? They can't. They don't know what the hell's going on the road. Way up on the damn steering wheel. Whole chest laying on the steering wheel.
Is that it for We Got Action, Jack?
Yeah, that's it.
You're going to kill the turtles to drink your drink.
You voted for the drink, too.
I voted for turtles, man.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did. You didn't give me a chance to
answer. Oh, really? I thought you said straws.
No, I'm voting turtles, man.
Lie. That is a 100% lie. You thought Will Mansell was talking about Whoppers? This dude's telling you Whopper right now.
I'm telling you.
Lie.
I don't know what sea turtles do, but they do something for the ecosystem.
Do they?
They have to. I don't know what it is. I'm kind of with you. It's confusing what they do, but they do something.
I've never seen you turn down a straw at any restaurant that we've been to. I've never heard you express any kind of concern that plastic straws were ruining the environment. So you are flat out lying.
Oh, am I going to stop using straws? No.
Well, then you're not voting for the turtles.
I'm voting for the turtles to smarten up.
What if I get you a metal straw? I have many at my house.
I'm carrying a straw around. I'm going to carry a straw.
I have ones that fold. Fits perfectly in your pocket. I just pull mine out of my pocket and I use it.
Yeah. I've had the same check leaving anywhere my whole life. Wallet, phone, keys.
You don't want to be checking for a straw?
Wallet, phone, keys, straw. Can't do it. I can't change.
Who's coming up at 6 o'clock, Solana?
Greg Likens and Danny Q.
All right. You got action, Jack, at 6 o'clock. You got action, Jack.
He holds that jack,
doesn't he? He sells it, man. He's a performer. He punctuates it the right way. All right, that's going to do it for us today. Will Mansa was excellent. Rob Pizzola, professional sports gambler, he was on with us at 3 o'clock. And Bill Ryder from the CBS Sports Radio Network, he joined us at 4 o'clock. Everybody was excellent. 5 o'clock hour on the show is brought to you by our friends at the Funky Buddha Brewery. As Channing told you earlier, Funky Buddha is going to have Crowder's Creek Jumper coming out very soon.
It's on the menu.
It pays homage to Channing Crowder being unable to launch himself from a pier to a landmass and landing knee deep in the crick.
Actually, I'm glad they made a beer because I blame Funky Buddha for me not being able to make it across that creek.
You lost your hops because of their hops.
Bingo.
We got Action Jack. That's what I'm talking about. Give me the Action Jack song.
Woo! We got Action Jack.
All the interviews will be posted at WQAM.com upon completion of the program, which is right about now. Greg Likens coming your way next. We will speak with you mañana.
I'm tickled pink at the Oppo Research. Will, next to Flag Day, Pancake Day, and Spring Cleaning Day comes Father's Day. Will, Father's Day is garbage, correct?
You know, that's a good question.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.